When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
That in Hip Hop Audio Review, Cleo Soul Rose in the Dark. Never heard of her, but we do have a special guest today that recommended this project. Mr. AKA himself, what it do, man?
What's going on? AKA Mr. Buck 20 himself. We in this. Hey, I'm keeping that nickname for the rest of the year.
That's what's up. But yeah, man, Cleo Soul, born March 24, 1990 in London, England, United Kingdom. Cleo Soul was born to musical parents who met in a jazz band. Her mom is half Siberian and Spanish and is a singer and plays the guitar and flute. Cleo's Jamaican father plays the bass and the piano. Cleo quickly became the singer in the family, jostling for attention amongst seven other siblings. She received a second-hand karaoke player from her mom, which gave her a platform to display her early talents to her musical family. That's dope. Mm-hmm. First of all, I didn't know she was from no goddamn London, England.
It doesn't sound like it, but they sound like us these days.
They do, especially when they sing.
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily surprised, but definitely didn't.
The one thing I ain't surprised about either, her daddy was... Boy, he was bumping uglies with that. Her mama was. You could tell that was a pure musical, drug-filled relationship at first.
Yeah, because she has
Jamaican daddy too. Shit. Yeah.
So there's eight total. So
yeah.
One of them was about to pop. Shit. She the one. You got eight kids. One of them gonna be a star.
Yeah, I knew she was from over there because she's the lead singer of this band named Salt. SAULT. We're gonna actually do that for Reddit Week.
Okay. Bet. Nick. So how did you find out about this joint?
I vaguely remember it, but it was more so like I was looking at, I was trying to just listen to more R&B. Mm-hmm. You know how sometimes you get out of, you try to listen to this, like hip hop and shit, button. Like, yeah, I need something else.
It's like the coffee grinds when you smell the different colognes and scents and shit like that.
I just need something different. Mm-hmm. And I was going through Apple Music at the time and they had like some recommendations. And I heard, and I was just like, let me just check this person out. Mm. And it was just off of random, and I just hit That's play. And then I was just like, I got to that Nougat Center of this album. At least the Nougat Center for me. And I was like, bro, who the fuck is this? Yeah. And then I just kept, I've been bumping it ever since. Like this, and then like I had I have homies and like homegirls that I'll send music to, and mm-hmm. we'll go back and forth on that shit. And I send this to her. She was like, nigga, who the fuck is this? Like, this shit is...
Nah, super dope. You know, we always talk, or not always, but we always have this conversation regarding physical versus digital. And like, do you have memories attached to digital formats? Because it's not like you're getting up, getting dressed, going to the store, picking, sifting through different, you know, album covers and shit and just picking something. Like, it's different. But the ones that stand out do have memories attached. You know what I'm saying? You may not remember exactly how you clicked the damn button to download, but shit, when you come across something that's dope and you came across it random, there's a memory attached to that. And let me tell you, the same way you reacted is the same way I reacted. Because when I knew we was doing this, I just put it on. And I'm like, oh, okay, she kind of dope. And at first, it was just a little bit of background music. But nigga, when it got to goddamn, when I'm in your arms, I said, wait, who the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
Mr. Sade real quick.
Hey,
what the fuck happened here?
I don't know. When I got to that song, the room got a little dimmer. I thought I was in a little jazz, like speakeasy or some shit. I'm like, okay. Yeah, like, she put me in the mood for real.
100%. Like, and it was crazy about that track. And I know we'll talk about some of the other ones too. At first, I'm like, the first person I thought was Sade. I'm like, yo, the way that this is just like super smooth, jazzy, and then the way she's just coming in, I said, oh, okay. But then when it get to the hook, I said, well, damn, who the fuck invited Erykah Badu? Like, what is going, like, and then I was like, okay, hold on, wait the fuck. Let me start this shit all the way from the beginning. And bruh, look, 2021 has been probably my most favorite musical year. Not because of everything that's come out in 2021, but honestly because of D365, because we continuously uncover people like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, she is fucking amazing. Look, you know, I was thinking today.
This kid's fault. He been heard this motherfucker. He ain't say shit.
Oh, you ain't say shit? Yeah, oh, so no, you hold it?
It's the lead singer of Salt Like Salt, nigga.
I just found out. Some people in our dead end community been saying, yo, Ken, listen to Salt. And I haven't listened to Salt yet, but I knew she was the lead singer of Salt when I recognized the name because I was going through Reddit and saw it. And I played the first track of Salt's Untitled album. I had to stop it. It was too damn good for me. I had to stop. I was like, I can't do this. I'm gonna have to sit down with it. So, this is my first time listening to this album. Yeah, and
listening to her too.
No. She was featured on shit. It's something we just did, FIFO.
Really?
Yes. Hold on. I'll find it. But she was a feature. Yeah, she was the Little Sims. She was the singer on Little Sims on one of the hooks. Somebody in the Reddit community was like, started talking about her. And that's when they started recommending that other guy and stuff like that.
Bet.
And that's when they kind of started to connect the dots. And they were like, yo, if they liked her on that, then they'll fuck with her as an artist. And I mean, I'm in love. I'm in love, man. I really am. Like, y'all already talked about When I'm in Your Arms. That song's just fucking magic, man. Like, even when it got to the end, at first I was like, damn, man, that sounds like some Outkast shit. And then I heard the Erykah Badu. I said, no, that's fucking Erykah Badu. But then, you know, Why Don't You was some damn, gave me some Jill Scott vibes. Later, like third album, Jill Scott's, when she was on that little poetry shit right there. It's just all kind of influences in here. Yep. Her fucking Light is such a great closing track with the Honestly, like the way she belted out Honestly, which isn't even part of the fucking hook. The way she sings, I think just because when I'm in Your Arms, what makes that so special to me is how she sings the lyrics. Because it's a pacing to it.
But it's effortless.
Yeah.
It's an effortless pace.
You kind of sing it, and then you'll take another word, and you'll just sing that word, and it's so kind of spaced out. It's just like, it's experimental in this weird sort of way. It's just like, it's mind-blowing, man.
And she also, you know what's beautiful about her voice is that she has power. And she uses it ever so slightly when she needs to. She never on this project like over belted, but she belted enough for you to be like, oh,
she can go, she can go, yeah, she got more, yeah. It's for me, man. The nougat of this album is from track 3 to track 7.
Maybe even track 8. Track 3. Let's talk about Young Love.
Is that the one where she's like, how did we find? Is that the one?
It sounds like slowed down reggae.
Okay. I think, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Because when that one came on, I was like, okay, so this is the type of art. Because them first, like, 4 or 5 tracks, I'm trying to figure out, what are you? You know what I'm saying? And on the first 3 especially, they're 3 different things. So I'm like, okay, well I don't know what you are.
It's, yeah, but she does it so well that you keep going on this journey. You know how some artists, you be like, they'll throw you off. Like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? Yep. Like, you all over the place. This is like, nah, you hit me with different themes, and I like how you going. I'm going to just keep riding with you because you ain't bumped yet. Like, you haven't led me astray, bro. Yeah, from Young Love to Rewind, like, Rose in the Dark, When I'm in Your Arms, Sideways. Like, this shit was, man. I was just like, I fell in love with every song. I wanted to replay every song.
Yep.
But I was like, but it was so good how it ended. I was like, let me see if the next one can hit. I can still go back, but let me keep going forward. Like, nah, she's dope. And she's gorgeous too.
Yeah, she is gorgeous. She's a neo soul artist. She is a fucking R&B artist. Like,
she's an artist.
She's just an artist, bro. Like, she can sing. Like there's not many singers that we reviewed in these R&B joints that I'm blown away. And it's like, I feel like there's still so much that she can do that she's just literally scratching the surface. And maybe with her group Salt, maybe she goes a little bit, you know, further in exploring, you know, her vocal range. But on this project, even though she didn't, like I said, she didn't really belt out like that. I could tell, bro. Like, cause on that second joint, or it was a Young Lady. On Young Lady, the way that she, man, bro.
It makes you wonder, like, how is she not big now? Like, we see all these other artists get hit off of one album, and it be mid-pack, super mid-pack. Yep. This motherfucker give you a damn near classic out the gate, at least as far as just, like, hitting you in your face like, damn, like, why, like this artist should be everywhere. Like, this music is not where it's, like, only one genre can really fuck with. It's like, no, this is just good music.
Yeah, Rose in the Dark is so fucking good, man. The way she crept into that bitch. And just kept just riding.
Oh yeah, I love how when an artist can let a beat ride. Yep. Oh, that is it's a beautiful thing because you just waiting on them, but you enjoying like it's an appetizer. It's a beautiful appetizer.
Yeah. You know, I think the thing about Sideways, which is another good one, is that you know, for a lot of people, I think When I'm in Your Arms is going to be like the high.
Of course.
But I like how it kind of pulled back some, and still kind of gave like room for it to kind of run in spots. But it wasn't like all the way there, because she had to kind of let you come down off yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that shit was dope how she fucking did that.
You know, there's a key word that you said, Ken, pacing. And it's not just in her lyrics. It's the entire project. The way that this project kind of leads you down through the climax, and then you hit that climax where When I'm in Your Arms, and then the come down from that is so fucking beautiful and gradual.
Yeah, with the butterfly, the acoustic, exactly. You know, song. Yeah,
exactly. You know, with Sideways, especially with the guitar and everything, like it pulled you back. And then Sure of Myself, it's, you know, very light beat, and it's just her voice with, you know, a lot of little enchantment little sounds and shit. So she's bringing you back. Like, yo, we hit the top.
She the type of voice that you hear in, like, them dreams where a nigga, you know, a nigga be lost and used to see a woman. He following that motherfucker. Like, that's her. Yeah. That's her voice you hear. Like, she is. I can't say nothing else about her. Like, shit.
Yeah, she's special, amazing, man.
Bro. I can't.
She's special.
Whatever she dropped, I don't even care. This is just, like, I will always go back to this.
Yep. Nah, she's fucking amazing. But it's a relatively short project, 11 songs, 39 minutes. Mr. AKA, did you have any favorites on this joint?
All right, I think I already told you. Shit, just run the whole album, honestly.
But it be like that.
But my favorite ones is Rewind, Rose in the Dark, When I'm in Your Arms, and Sideways.
All right, Ken, what about you?
When I'm in Your Arms is my favorite track on here. Rose in the Dark, fucking Young Love. Why Don't You, and Her Light.
But so for me, give me Young Love, Rose in the Dark, When I'm in Your Arms, give me Her Light. But yeah, man, look, again, we appreciate the support. Almost 1,000 downloads a day. You know what I'm saying? Continue to share our podcast reviews with other people. Help us grow organically. Look, I'm telling y'all the truth, man. Go check out Cleo Soul. We have not done Salt yet, but that's on the docket too, man. That's on the docket. It's not always where I say, I guarantee you will like this project. I don't give a fuck what type of music you into. It's undeniable the talent and the artistry that's displayed on this project. You are welcome. Go check it out. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.